What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding the communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Amazing.
We got through the best of fifth attempt. Do you want to tell everyone about our new video stuff and this?
Absolutely. If you send us a positive news story, send it to our email address at thepositivetruthpodcast@gmail.com or send it to our Facebook page. Just look in your search bar for the Positive Truth Podcast. We're going to send you a shirt for absolutely free. This is what the shirt looks like right here. It has the logo on the left, a bigger picture of the logo on the back so you can represent us and spread the positivity everywhere you go. Again, it's going to be absolutely free to you. You just have to spend a little bit of time, send us a positive news story so we can talk about it here all on one episode, and we can have a good time and spread some positivity that way.
And a 5-star review.
Oh, hey, follow us everywhere.
So yeah, contest for free shirt.
Deuce.
And today we have normal positive news stories. Tim, do you want to start off?
Absolutely. All right. So my first story is about a chihuahua. I have a couple chihuahua stories today. So this first one, his name is Champ, and Champ saw his owner and started barking at his owner. His name is Andrew. Andrew was, what is wrong with him? But Andrew was experiencing some chest pain. He didn't know what was going on, but seeing his dog barking the way that he was barking, his wife came over and said, hey, maybe we should take this a little bit more serious than we're taking it right now. Let's go ahead and go to the hospital. The hospital wasn't close by, JP. This hospital was like 20 minutes away, 30 minutes away. He goes to the hospital, and whenever he goes to the hospital, they let him know, Andrew, you're having a heart attack. We have to go into surgery now. Went into surgery, gets out, starts recovering, and he realizes I wasn't going to do anything. I was going to sit here and take this pain, this chest tightness, because that's what men do, apparently.
That is very much what men do.
So he's sitting there thinking that, and then all he kept thinking about was his dog. His dog was the reason why he's still there. So he just got emotional about it, obviously went back home, was super grateful for his dog, and realized I have to appreciate him more than I already do. I thought this story was awesome, and I wanted to talk about it here because dogs save a lot of people's lives in this world, and we talk about it here often, but this is the first time, not that I've seen, but that I've talked about a dog saving another person from having a heart attack or anything worse, because the doctor let him know, if you didn't come to the hospital the way that you did, if you waited 5 more minutes, you wouldn't be here today.
You can almost say the champ was a champ that day.
Bars by JP.
You know who else are champs? NICU nurses.
Ain't that the truth?
You want to tell your story about how you love NICU nurses, Tim?
I honestly didn't even know what a NICU nurse was. I didn't pay attention to what any different type of nurse was when I was younger. I just didn't care. But then my daughter was born, and my wife had a rough experience giving birth. Immediately after she was born, they took my daughter to the NICU. I had to separate from my wife, go follow my daughter. I'm just shooketh. Like, I didn't know what else to think, what to do. I'm confused. But when they took her to the NICU, there was a couple of nurses that kind of got me together, pulled me up off the ground and everything, because I was sitting there just confused. They told me everything was going to be okay. They took care of my daughter. It was a week long that she was in the NICU and everything. She's fine, doing well. She's 7 now. But that
taller you.
Yeah, both my kids are taller than me. That being said, though, the experience that I had was so special that anytime I hear somebody's a NICU nurse, I always tell them thank you. I make sure I let other people know what NICU nurses do. It was just a great experience. It sucks that's how my daughter's life started, but the experience that I got out of it, I'm so appreciative for NICU nurses. They're some of the most unappreciated heroes of all time in my eyes.
Except on the Positive Truth, where my first positive news story is actually a happy birthday to Nash Keen. That's his name, Nash Keen, K-E-N. Just turned 1 back in June. And he is the world's most premature baby, born less than 5 months old. And his mother was less than 5 months pregnant. He barely made it. NICU nurses acted immediately, ended up saving his life, and now he's a big boy. Big boy in the picture.
Yo, when I saw the picture, I was like, whoa. Yo, that's amazing. People don't realize these NICU nurses, it's more than just medicine that they're giving. That love, that energy of love is being given from them to these children. It's like they're their kids while they're there. I saw it from my own eyes. Like, it was a crazy experience. That's beautiful, though. I love that story, JP. That actually caught me off guard. Look at that.
I'm a softie. My next one's going to get you too. But you want to go next?
Yeah, absolutely. I have another chihuahua story that I'm going to talk to you guys about today. So it's actually a very, something I wouldn't do. Let's just say that, JP. So we're in the mountains here, right? There's this owner of a dog taking his dog on a walk. They're on a hike and they're climbing up this mountain, and all of a sudden ice starts to break. This man falls like 25 feet into the ground. His dog did not fall though. His dog, right outside the hole, looking down and barking, confused, not knowing what to do. He couldn't get out. He's hurt. Nobody's around. Can't call anybody, just straight stuck. He ended up getting a little bit of service eventually. Please, I'm stuck out here. I don't know what to do. That's whenever first responders get out there. They're flying in their helicopter and they realize, oh, we can't see anything. It's white. This is too far. The snow is flying all over the place. There's no way we're going to be able to find him. But they kept looking and looking. After about 25 minutes, one of the pilots ended up seeing something small and moving. The dog never left the owner's side. He stayed over there and just kept barking and barking. Since the pilot saw it, they went back around, ended up spotting the dog. They landed, were able to save the man who was stuck inside of the hole, all because this chihuahua did not leave, did not freak out, didn't do anything crazy like we all would have did. Hey, I'll come back for help. Sorry, JP, I would, I'm out, bro. He stayed, saved this man's life, and I thought this was awesome. He definitely deserves some credit.
Chihuahuas are known for their outdoorsmanship, especially in the snow and ice and glaze, right?
Oh man, the sarcasm is great. When I saw it, first read the story, I was like, why is a chihuahua out here in some glaciers in the snow? And I have pictures to share as well too, so if you guys don't believe me, you could see the hole, the dog and all.
Where are you gonna post that?
At the Positive True Podcast on Facebook. Just search it for, go in your search bar and search for it there.
Leave us a 5-star review and get that t-shirt.
Indubitably.
I definitely want to see these pictures, because yeah, chihuahuas in foot deep snow. Okay, that picture is ridiculous. Oh.
Good times.
Oh man. Yeah, yeah, definitely post that one. Before we get to our last three positive news stories, we need to pause, do audio meditations where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well, guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Man, you made me think about NICU nurses, so I'm going to be grateful for NICU nurses. When I tell you guys that time of my life during that period, everything just flipped upside down like they say in movies. Boy, I was sitting on the ground pulling out hair, not knowing what to do. And it's like the mental strength you have to be a NICU nurse. You're dealing with all different types of babies that are dealing with different types of issues, different parents that don't know how to control their emotions, some that are like myself, just crying, not sure what to do. And they have to coach you how to be a parent at first. And that's exactly what I did. I wasn't gonna change my daughter's diaper at first. I was letting the nurse do it. She was like, no, here you go. I'm like, oh, okay. Changed my daughter's diaper for the first time. I held my daughter, did the skin-to-skin contact and everything with the NICU nurse just right there coaching me by. Meanwhile, Edna's laying down in the hospital bed, can't even walk yet. Epidural still in her back. It was a crazy experience, man.
I'm going to say something really ignorant and I'm not going to edit it out. Is there not classes for this, for being a parent you're supposed to take?
There's classes like to give birth and everything.
I'm talking about the diaper and stuff. Like there's no...
I've changed diapers before. A newborn baby, I stay away from. All my nieces and nephews, give me about a month before I can hold you is where my mind's at. So when I had a kid, I wasn't even thinking. I just was like, oh, I'll hold her for a second and let Edna do everything. But nah.
Let's hope Edna's not listening.
Oh, man. She knew that was my game plan. With my son, it worked out that way. I got 2 or 3 weeks where I didn't have to do very much because she's, no, this is my baby. But then my daughter, though, split. She got taken to the NICU. So I had to step up and do everything at first. And then it just ended up being that way. Yeah, grateful for NICU nurses. I don't think I would be the father I am today without that quick slap in the face by some strangers.
I am grateful for barbers.
Hey.
Saving the world. Let me just say that. Anyone that can, you're always going to have a job if you can cut hair. So all the barbers and hairstylists, appreciate all of them.
Hairline's coming back a little bit. Last barber I went to got me a little
positive
bit.
Proof.
Keeping that one. We're keeping that one.
My next positive news story. Totally forgot. Let me cheat like Tim. Oh, yeah, you're going to love this one. So can you tell people about giving back and paying it forward? What does that mean to you, Tim?
Run forward, give back.
Paying it forward.
Yeah, paying it forward. So many good things happen to us without us even realizing it or appreciating it during that time. I think it's important that you must give back whenever you can give back. And then give back in silence, too, is something that I picked up from you, obviously, over the years. And that's something I like to do as well. I think that's important, to give back in silence. Don't expect anything in return.
My next positive news story is about, wait for it, paint it forward.
10 out of 10 name.
10 out of 10 name. It's coming from Norway. It's a Helping Hands. It's a nonprofit. They help with autistic people with Down syndrome. And they lost some funding. And they needed a whole new paint job, but they couldn't afford it. So they just put it on social media. Any painters know that can paint these outside of the building, help us out. 23 painters showed up, painted the building entirely for free. Put in some murals for them.
Man, that's beautiful.
They took some cute pictures. They called it Paint It Forward. Sometimes it's just the simple positive news stories we want to talk about on here.
It's more than simple, though. Like, we went to Oklahoma City Public Schools, and when we were kids, every kid can say it. Back then, all the schools looked like a gel on the inside, right? No matter what building, we're a kid. Now, if you go into some of these schools, there's murals everywhere. Some of the local artists that graduated from there were able to come back and volunteer and do. So seeing something yeah, man, at U.S. Grant.
Are we talking about murals in the bathroom of the graffiti kind?
They were graffiti artists back when they were in school there. But honestly, Oklahoma has some of the most murals in the world right now, in the United States. I don't want to say the world, but in the United States. I think we were like number one for murals this last year up in 2024, maybe in 2025 as well, too. I'm going to find the statistics for you. I got you. That being said, Tank, who's actually one of the best mural artists in Oklahoma, he's actually did some art at the police academy here in Oklahoma City, U.S. Grant High School, different buildings on the south side. Honestly, if you drive through the south side, you can see some of his work. But to me, it brought so much culture to our community. So the fact that some strangers, 23, showed up, did it, and then painted some murals, come on, painted forward, 10 out of 10 name.
Yeah, I knew you'd like that one.
Oh, man, I loved it.
What do you have for your next positive news story?
My last one, it's going out of Pittsburgh. I actually love this story, JP. It caught me off guard. A man by the name of Nathaniel, he is driving, notices a car accident. The car accident, one of the cars actually ended up flipping upside down. Just like all the hero stories I do, no hesitation. Let me go ahead and try to get her out. He tried everything. Couldn't open the door. When the car was smashed down a little bit so she couldn't climb out the window. So instead of leaving and trying to find help, Nathaniel said, I'm just going to sit here and hold your hand. He sat there, held her hand, was talking to her. He couldn't hear too much what she had to say, but all the shaking and stuff she was doing, it calmed down. She squeezed his hand. First responders were able to get there and cut the vehicle open and get her out safely. And the reason why I love the story so much, JP, because there's different ways to save people. And in that moment, being left alone, freaking out, not sure if your car's going to blow up because we've seen all these movies that we've seen.
Theft Auto.
Exactly. And the fact that Nathaniel held a stranger's hand and just sat there, wasn't looking for any type of credit. I do have an awesome picture that somebody took. It looks like there's a video there a little bit too. Maybe I'll watch that later. But I did see the picture of him just sitting there waiting for first responders to come, but he was holding on to her hand. I just thought that was really awesome. People are doing positive things like this all over the place. You just got to pay attention and see it.
Sometimes it's the simple things that go the furthest.
Tú sabes, JP, tú sabes.
My last positive news story is Science is Cool with the Positive Truth Podcast. I don't have cheat sheets up, so I'm not even going to try to butcher the names, but it's for Alzheimer's research. Just hit clinical trials. Completely stopped Alzheimer's in mice. They took the cancer treatment for lung cancer, combined it with the one for lying. I'm definitely going to cheat.
Gotta cheat a little bit every now and then. It's okay.
So lung and colon cancer, mix it with a drug that does breast cancer, combine them together. And they realized, oh, this actually stops the spread of Alzheimer's in brains. There's a whole story on how the people at U.S., it's a basic university of Central South Florida, did this, the doctors there. Way too smart for us. I just want to say this is humongous because it's hitting clinical trials. We say it all the time on here. We're going to cure cancer, and we're going to get through Alzheimer's and all the drugs. All this, they're going to heal us all with the Positive Truth Podcast. We're going to be the first ones to break it.
Indubitably. I think that's awesome. That's a huge step forward, especially for clinical trials right now. Come on, man. Woo.
Stopped it in mice. Those are our biggest kin, our closest kin. I think genetically, yeah.
Wow. I did not know that. Learn something new every day.
Learned that at the Chicago Science and Museum.
I still haven't been to Chicago the right way anyways. I just drove through a couple times.
They're great. Probably second favorite city in the U.S.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. What's your first?
New York. Easy.
Huh.
New York doesn't count, though. It's like all the cities in one.
Yeah.
Chicago's like the best of everything, though. Like suburbs over here, it's all green. And then there's like too much traffic over here. You get out, you get like the beach over here. Great.
I want to eat. Like I think Chicago, like I want a Chicago deep dish pizza. Yeah. Like I want it all. Huh. Maybe we'll go.
There was a Giordano's across when we were in Vegas.
Okay.
Took 45 minutes to make. Had it at 11 p.m. at night. Was it healthy? Absolutely not. Had I just done running cardio before? Yes, so I didn't care.
Recovery.
Exactly. You know, I can't turn down pizza. So yeah, shout out to Alzheimer's Research and pizza on the Positive Truth.
We need a Positive Truth pizza t-shirt. That's what we need for you.
Yes, talk to Lopez.
Indeed.
I added things.
Hey, I did something right.
You have a quote before we get out of here?
Life doesn't get easier or more forgiving. We get stronger and more resilient. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive.